Like most victims, Julie knew her killer. It was her son, who wasn't wearing his seatbelt. After crushing her to death, he sat back down. Think, always wear a seatbelt.
Thanks to these airbags here, this job is now a piece of cake, lad.
But then...
Yeah, I'll tell you something, partner. I just might stick around a few more years.
But then...
No more dashboard du jour or Vince under glass, huh?
But Vince...
Look out!
Even with airbags, Vince, you still got to remember to buckle your safety belt.
Now you tell me.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your safety belt.
劇場内での映画の撮影、録音は犯罪です。法律により10年以下の懲役、もしくは1000万円以下の罰金、または、その両方が科せられます。不審な行為を見かけたら劇場スタッフまでお知らせください。ノーモア映画泥棒。また違法にアップロードされたものと知りながら映画や音楽をダウンロードするのも法律違反です。
Cette route, c'est la route de notre enfance avec Pierre et Yanis. Celle de notre premier jour d'école. Sur cette route, on jouait au foot. On improvisait des terrains dans les champs. On l'a prise tellement de fois. À pied, à vélo, accroché à Yanis sur sa moto. Ici, c'est l'endroit de tous nos rendez-vous. Et celui de mon premier baiser. On a passé des heures dans la voiture de Yanis. À parler de tout, à rire d'un rien. On était roi sur cette route. Je reconnais le moindre détail. La moindre strie. On se sent en confiance, on se dit qu'on risque rien. Sauf ce soir. Ce soir, cette route, je la reconnais plus. Je retrouve Pierre et Yanis. En espérant que ce soit pas trop tard.
Thank you.
Make your plan. Get out alive.
Hi, Mum.
Andrew! Not like you to call.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello.
All right, let's look funny. It's really noisy and hard to hear you. Are you at a party?
Dude, put down, let's go.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Jenny wants to know, are you going to come on Sunday? Remember it's Grandpa's birthday, we would love you to be there.
I don't think I'll be able to.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you out with your uni, mate? Andrew, you are actually doing some studies this year, aren't you? Not just partying all the time?
Yes, Mum.
Are you keeping on top of your studies? Andrew?
Yes, Mum.
I've told you before, first year is important. You really need to knuckle down, mate.
Yes, Mum. Is Dad there?
No. Look, it's really hard to hear you, love. He's on his way home. Why?
Oh, no reason.
Andrew, is something wrong?
No, I just wanted to say hi.
What's wrong, love? Talk to me. Andrew?
Is it water in the car?
And I love you, Mum.
And I love you too, honey. Where are you? Andrew, you're really scaring me. Andrew, what's that? I can't hear you, Andrew.
Loneliness, emptiness, painful, doesn't seem any way out. My younger two children don't understand why I'm in here. They keep saying, apologise, and they let you come home. They don't quite realise what I've done. The old lady that I crashed into, she died. And her face comes back every time I sort of close my eyes. I find myself going back in the dream to try and say the things I wanted to say, but it never happens. I sort of wish I could have said something in the hospital. But there's just nothing I could have said, not to make it any better. Nothing would have made it better.
There was no intent. It was never meant to happen. But yes, I killed somebody. I was driving home in the morning when I thought I was okay, but obviously I wasn't. I've left a husband and children without a mother and a wife, and I've got to live with that for the rest of my life. Very vivid nightmares. More realistic than anything I can actually remember. I'm just very sorry for my victims. The husband and the children and her family.
Don't go out to kill anybody. You never go out with the intention and say to yourself, oh, today I'm going to run down a pedestrian. A few beers with the friends. Bang. Seeing the head come through the windscreen again. Vividly, like it's there today, now. And the fact that I am the cause of it, I can't take that back. But it doesn't change the fact I've become a killer.
There's just a huge void and there's nothing to fill it. Nothing at all.
The driver had been drinking and just smashed his car into the back of Michelle's car and she died of head injuries.
Oh, she was lovely. She was full of energy, full of enthusiasm. Even if I could just hold her hand for 5 minutes or tell her again how much I love her or just touch her hair, I would give the world for that.